shall finish the work. But they are there in the midst of this specific environment, an environment that's also symbolized by the songs of Moses and the Lamb. Those that tear down the altar of self, the altar of Baal in their father's house, are those that crucify self. They are those that find the deliverance that is illustrated in Moses' song of deliverance. They are those that find Christ, who is the Lamb, who is deliverance. They will sing that experience of deliverance when the altar of self is crucified. But the next stanza in the song is that they struggle in a church environment that is in the Laodicean condition. It is there where they tear down the altar, but they also are consumed with the love of God that seeks to pluck the brand from the fire. Now, brothers and sisters, this brings a solemn message home to Adventism in this day and age. What if you remove yourself from the ordained means of salvation? What if the experience of struggling with a church in the Laodicean condition is the very environment that gives you the spiritual strength to stand through the time of trouble? If you remove yourself from that environment, do you develop the spiritual muscles it takes? No, brothers and sisters. That's why Sister White is so clear that no man has a message of God when he calls the Seventh-day Adventist Church Babylon. We're not to flee out of Babylon. That's not a church about Adventism. Brothers and sisters, it's not that to call the church Babylon is to be too critical of the church. It's that that conclusion forces one to leave the environment of Adventism. Because, brothers and sisters, rightly understood, the Laodicean condition, which Seventh-day Adventism is in now, is just as much of an abomination as Babylon, because the Laodiceans have had the greatest light of all time, and they reject it. It's not that Babylon is a more horrible category than Laodicea. It's that the message concerning Babylon is that you are to flee out of her. And there is no message in Bible prophecy that says, flee out of Laodicea.